Live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. For the next 30 minutes only, we have a very special guest. That is Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He is the founder and pastor of Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. He was the vice presidential nominee of the Constitution Party in 2004. You can read his commentary at chuckbaldwinlive.com or go to the Chuck Baldwin archive at newswithviews.com, and I think you will not be disappointed. This guy is one of the real giants on the real American right. And I think you're going to hear more from him, not simply in terms of his articles and his ministry, but I suspect, even though he's not indicated anything to this effect that I'm aware of, that he would be on anybody's short list in regard to a future possible nominee of the Constitution Party for the presidency of the United States in the wake of Jerome Corsi's decision not to pursue that particular circumstance in the next year. As the Constitution Party casts about for a good alternative, Chuck Baldwin's name frequently comes up. And that's one of the things we'll talk to him about this morning. Chuck, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Mark. How are you doing this morning? Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. We haven't been together face-to-face since the first Tuesday in November of 2004, when you and I were both at the Constitution Party's national banquet that year, celebrating, among other things, the fine job that you and Michael Perutka did that year as the standard bearers of the Constitution Party in the presidential situation in that cycle. Chuck, where do you think things have gone in the last 3 years since then? What do you think we can look forward to in the future in the next year? What's happening politically and culturally?
You mean generally or with the CPA?
Yeah, just, well, both actually. Generally, and then what do you think is happening with the Constitution Party?
Okay. Well, generally, I think probably most of your audience is as well informed as I am as to what's going on nationally. The Republican Party and the Democratic Party are imploding as far as the polling data suggests. What is it, 18%? The Gallup poll just came out. 18% of the American people believe that the Congress is doing their job.
Lowest, and that 18% is probably on drugs, right?
They're in California.
They're all in California on drugs. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so the lowest rating ever since Gallup began doing their polling. So, yeah, and then you look at the poll numbers for George W. Bush, and they're not much better. I really think the American people recognize that that both major parties are off track. They are taking America in the wrong direction. I think they're also beginning to see something that people like you and me have been trying to articulate through the years, and people didn't want to believe, but I think now they're beginning to accept it, maybe for the first time, is that there's no real discernible difference between the two major parties. And that's what, you know, I've been trying to say, that's what you've been trying to say, and so many others, and most people have poo-hooed that idea. But now then they're beginning to wake up. I mean, after all, look at what happened last November when they elected the Democrats in Congress. They expected the Democrats to do certain things. They expected them to use the power of the purse to stop the war in Iraq. Well, not only have they not done that, they've increased expenditures. They expected them to use the power of the purse to stop the illegal eavesdropping and warrantless wiretaps, etc. Not only have they not done that, they've increased funding for it and given them more power to do those things. So the Democrats have realized that their party, the Democrats at the national level, have abandoned their principles and why they were sent to Washington, as the Republicans have since George W. Bush became president 6.5 years ago.
We'll be back with Chuck Baldwin. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Chuck's personal website at chuckbaldwinlive.com. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by the 2004 vice presidential nominee of the Constitution Party, Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He has the Chuck Baldwin Live radio show, by the way, which is well worth your time. Pastor Baldwin is also the founder and pastor of Crossroad Baptist Church in Pensacola, and you can find him either at chuckbaldwinlive.com or go to newswithviews.com. They have a lot of very, very fine conservative writers there. You can find the Chuck Baldwin archive and see all of the things that he has been saying, which coincide with certainly my own perspectives on this, as well as those of some of the other broadcasters on this network. Chuck has said a lot of things recently about Christians and the Mark of the Beast, and about George W. Bush and things that Mr. Bush is doing, which clearly are not in the national interest of the country, and they're blatantly unconstitutional. Chuck, I'd like to ask you a question. It is striking to me that you are, on the one hand, an evangelical Baptist pastor, very committed Protestant evangelical, very sound theologically within that particular frame of reference. And yet, unlike so many evangelical people in the Protestant evangelical right, who are supporters of Bush and mainstream Republicanism and who believe that that's almost their calling from God or their duty, some would suggest, to support Mr. Bush and everything that he does, you have stood as a contrarian on that. Why? And how did you reach that perspective?
Well, thank you, Mark, for asking. That's a very thoughtful question. I was right where most of my brethren are up until just a few years ago. I mean, I would have to say that historically, I look back over my life and my beliefs, and I was right where most of them are. I've supported the Republican Party. I supported the candidate that the Republican Party would proffer. I pretty much bought into that, you know, lesser of two evils mantra that we hear so much about. So I understand where those people are coming from because I was there. I think all of us go through a maturation of belief and understanding when it comes to these things. But I was there. But I think it was really, with all candor, I believe it was George W. Bush that awakened me. In the same way that it was Bill Clinton that awakened me back in 1992 when I wasn't doing anything except pastoring my church and doing the Christian things that I thought that, you know, I was supposed to do. But it was the election of Bill Clinton in 1992 that awakened me to my civic responsibility. I realized then that the pastors had an obligation to be involved in the public square and that our voice should be heard from the mountaintop, not just from the pulpit. So I began to get involved. That's when I started my radio talk show back in 1994. I began to write columns. I began to get involved in the public debate at that time. So Bill Clinton was a real wake-up call for me. Well, then, I think in the same way, George W. Bush was a wake-up call for me. From the very beginning, I saw in George W. Bush much of what I saw in Bill Clinton. I saw a man who said things to get elected but didn't really believe them. I feared that he was not a conservative, that he was not a constitutionalist. I feared that he would take the Republican Party, and if he was elected, the American nation, into a direction that would be harmful. So I began to study, I began to research, I began to pray and ask God to show me and enlighten my understanding. And so I think for the last 6.5 years, that study, that research, that prayer has brought me to where I am today.
Well, in terms of the Constitution Party, Chuck, you quite clearly believe, at least up to this point, that that has been the vehicle for you to express your views within and to get your message out to the public. Yet the Constitution Party historically has never gotten even 1% of the national vote in a presidential election cycle. Do you think that that's about to change? And what do you see going on within the Constitution Party? Who do you think that their most likely presidential nominee is going to be? I know that your name has come up from time to time in this regard with a number of people that I talk to. What is going on within the Constitution Party? Do you think it's becoming a better packaged product over time?
I do. I think it is becoming a better packaged product. We have some wonderful people in the Constitution Party, as you know. And by the way, congratulations to you and to your race that you had here a few years ago. Which one was it, 2000?
2000. I was the Constitution Party candidate in the United States Senate race against Bill Roth and Thomas Carper, and that was a fascinating experience for me because for some reason CNN found me to be of interest, so I was getting some CNN coverage up in the Northeast and managing to make it into the front pages of the state dailies in Delaware from time to time, so I had a lot of fun, and the interesting thing is that on literally no money, I got the combined vote total of Pat Buchanan and Howard Phillips that year in my race, I mean down to the last vote. If you added Howard's totals and Pat's totals representing the Constitution Party and the Reform Party and the presidential sweepstakes, that is exactly what I got in Delaware, 1,041 votes. I did it with no money, got quite a bit of press coverage. And the other thing is that Thomas Carper's press secretary, of course Carper, running then as governor of Delaware, was elected in that race as the United States Senator. The press secretary for Carper told me later after the governor and I had a joint live appearance on a radio station up there at WDEL in Wilmington that the shift from one major candidate to the other in the last 11 days of the race had an awful lot to do with some of my own debating points that I made in those live debates. So I had an impact. It wasn't as much in terms of the votes that I got, is that I did apparently have a disproportionate impact on who did get elected.
Yeah. Well, you know, people are still talking about that race, and you did a great job. But what I'm trying to say is I think that we have a lot of great people. And I do believe that there is coming into the American psyche an understanding that the two major parties, as I was saying in the opening segment, has abandoned the basic fundamental beliefs of the average American, not to mention the Constitution and Bill of Rights, etc. But I think even the average American is beginning to realize that, hey, there's something intrinsically wrong with these two parties. You got people like Lou Dobbs out there who is trumpeting the independent movement in America. There are more and more people that are switching their party affiliation from either Democrat or Republican to independent now than ever. In fact, there are more people registered as independents than there are in the two major parties. So there's a growing dissatisfaction, and I think that's going to bode well in the future for the Constitution Party. I think the Constitution Party lacks several things. It lacks money, of course. It also lacks perhaps name recognition. But I think that that's going to change in the months to come. Now, as you mentioned, Dr. Corsi was courted by the party and I think was seriously considering it. He announced to WorldNet Daily recently that he's not going to be a candidate. My name has been battered about. I really don't think that I'm the person to take that role this time. I do know that there's a lot of people in the party that are supporting Ron Paul. And they are hopeful that if Ron does not get the Republican nomination, that he would switch over to the Constitution Party. That's yet to be seen. So I do know that all those factors are at work right now within the Constitution Party, but I think the independent movement as a whole is on the upswing. And I remember I was talking to Joe Scarborough, a former congressman on MSNBC. Now he took Don Amos' spot, you know. I was talking to him just a few weeks ago over coffee, and he told me that he really believed that America would elect an independent president in the next few years. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are beginning to recognize that America needs a change and the two major parties are not going to provide it.
I wanted to ask you a question about foreign policy, Chuck. When I think of the Constitution Party, of course, I was one of the refugees from Pat Buchanan's wing of the Republican Party, who made the long trek across the Coronado Bridge from San Diego to the Hotel Del Coronado on Coronado Island in the summer of 1996.
Remember that.
We walked out of the Republican Party after the 96 Buchanan campaign. We hooked up with Howard Phillips and with what was then known as the U.S. Taxpayers Party. It became the Constitution Party. And, of course, in foreign policy, historically the Constitution Party has, in terms of its statements, pretty much reflected what I would say, loosely speaking, is a Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul type of foreign policy. Now, from time to time, with Jerome Corsi and Alan Keyes is another person that whose name frequently surfaces as someone that some people in the Constitution Party would like to see running for president under their auspices. It seems to me that Keyes and Corsi have a different position on Israel and potentially on neoconservatism than certainly characterizes Ron Paul and Pat Buchanan. Is there a difference of opinion among Constitution Party activists over this whole question of Israel and neoconservatism and an activist foreign policy abroad? And is that reflected in the fact that as these different names come up as possible presidential contenders, that some of them seem to be on one side of that divide or the other?
Oh, I'm sure there's some of that. I think Alan Keyes would certainly, by what I've read of his writing, probably differ somewhat on that issue from, like you said, Pat Buchanan or Ron Paul. Dr. Corsi, I'm not really sure exactly where he is. He may be more in line with Howard Phillips and Ron Paul than we think. I'm not really sure. I haven't talked with him specifically on that particular topic. I do know that he seems to be supportive of our party's platform right down the line.
We'll be back with Chuck Baldwin. I guess Pastor Baldwin can only stay with us for about 10 more minutes this morning, so we want to maximize the time. I won't take a caller during the next 10 minutes, only because we need to make sure that we can get Chuck his maximization here. We'll be back. This is Mark Dancos, America on RBN from San Antonio. Join Pastor Chuck Baldwin. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Mark Dancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Pastor Chuck Baldwin, the founder and pastor of Crossroads Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. He is also the 2004 vice presidential nominee for the Constitution Party. You can find Pastor Baldwin's ongoing commentary, which is essential reading, at www.chuckbaldwinlive.com. You can also go to newswithviews.com and look at the Chuck Baldwin archive there. And, of course, Pastor Baldwin is also no stranger to talk radio. He is the host of the Chuck Baldwin Live radio show. Pastor Baldwin, I think you've got about 5 more minutes before you have to run somewhere. Isn't that correct?
That's correct, Mark. Thank you.
Well, listen, in the next 5 minutes, the last 5 minutes that we have you on, Where do you think things are going to head with the Constitution Party? Now, they, of course, have about, as I see it, three obstacles that confront the Constitution Party and any other third party in any election. One is money. Two is media coverage. Three is ballot access. Do you think that the compelling nature of some of the issues that the Constitution Party stands for will enable it in this next cycle to overcome those three obstacles and, say, get at least 2% of the national vote?
Well, I think anything's possible, including even more than that. I think as far as ballot access goes, I think that they'll be in pretty good shape with that. Media and money, I believe that both will come whenever we are able to attract the kind of national candidate that would inspire a sizable commotion among the political foray. I'm not sure who that'll be at this point, but I do think it's possible that that person could come forth, if not this year, then the next cycle. I do think that also we need to recognize that the groundbreaking work that's being done around the country in the states and local communities. There are many local elections that are being fought for by the minor parties, including the CP, and with some success. I think that will continue. I think as the dissatisfaction with the two major parties continues to grow, I think our party will continue to grow. So I do think that the future is very optimistic. Whether it will happen in 2008 or 2012 or whatever, I do believe that the American people are beginning to recognize that the two major parties have sold them out, and they're not going to change anything in Washington, D.C., and they're going to have to look elsewhere as far as a vehicle is concerned to promote those values and principles at the national level politically. So I think that the Constitution Party is well-positioned to be able to entertain those kind of numbers as it comes naturally.
Well, Chuck, I was very impressed, frankly, with Mary Starrett out there in Oregon, who is the National Political Communications Director for your Constitution Party. Intensely bright woman, a lot of media experience, both in broadcast and print journalism, very ideologically sound, very articulate. Now, she strikes me as the type of person, if I were running for the presidency, which is a laughable concept, but if I was, she would be one of the people that I would sit down with and say, Mary, what are the three things that you think I ought to emphasize in my campaign if I run? I'm going to ask that same question of Chuck Baldwin here. If you were a presidential candidate, Chuck, for the Constitution Party, what would be the three issues that you would major upon in a presentation to the public?
Yeah, immigration, number one, the war in Iraq, number two, and I think perhaps on the third issue might be this tendency of the powers that be in Washington, D.C. to usurp our constitutional rights and eavesdropping and wiretap and all that kind of thing, the encroachment upon our fundamental liberties. But I think those first two issues are the ones that have galvanized the American people right now. And I think that the Constitution Party is right down the line on where most people stand on this. First of all, immigration. We are at the front line of the fight against illegal immigration. We are the ones that have stood four square on this issue from the very beginning. The war in Iraq, you know, our candidates are the ones that have stood up publicly opposing the war in Iraq even before it started. I remember whenever people like you and me were out there on the radio saying that we opposed it and we gave the reasons why even before the war ever began. So we're not Johnny-come-latelys to this issue. That's where Ron Paul, I think, shines. So I think on those two issues, the Constitution Party has the monopoly on that. I mean, we're the ones that set the standard. And then on the third issue is the issue that nobody wants to talk about, and both the Republicans and the Democrats seem to have bought into this idea that, you know, we need to increase power in Washington, D.C. We need to, squelch the freedoms of the American people and trample the Constitution. I think there's got to be somebody at the national level to say, no, sir, we want to stand for liberty.
Chuck Baldwin, God bless you. I promised your national communications director and your chief of staff that I'd get you out the door at 9:30 so that you could be on the way to your next meeting or broadcast. Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to continue talking about Chuck Baldwin in the final 30 minutes of the broadcast and also take a caller. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We had a most interesting and delightful 30 minutes with Pastor Chuck Baldwin. He, of course, is the founder and pastor of Crossroad Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. He was the 2004 vice presidential nominee of the Constitution Party. You can find his essays at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. That's ChuckBaldwinLive.com. And also look for newswithviews.com to get into the Chuck Baldwin archive, as well as the archives of a lot of other fine conservatives who write for newswithviews.com. And, of course, Pastor Baldwin is no stranger to talk radio. You can find his live radio show called Chuck Baldwin Live Radio. And if you go to Chuck Baldwin Live, you can get further information as to how to access that broadcast. I found this to be a most interesting conversation with Chuck because I posited my last question to him for a reason. I asked him if he would run for president if and what he, if he did run, what he would talk about. What would be the three things that Chuck Baldwin would emphasize? He said immigration, the war in Iraq, and some of these eavesdropping and constitutional issues. Check out Chuck's response in the context of what I said in 2004 as a guest of the Maryland State Constitution Party when I was a keynote speaker at Mike Perutka's convention that year. I gave a speech then that you can still find online. It's entitled The Trinity Strategy. The Trinity Strategy. I've been up all night, folks. I've been visiting people in the hospital, and I'm a little punchy. Got some more visitation to do today. But the Trinity Strategy. In that speech, and it subsequently was republished online in a number of locations, including Dave Black's very fine site, you can see what I said to those folks in 2004 with the Maryland Constitution Party. I indicated to them that if I were going to run for president, which is a laughable idea, but if I were to run, what I would talk about. My answers are quite similar to what Chuck Baldwin said in a far more condensed version because of time this morning. Chuck was talking about immigration, the war in Iraq, and these eavesdropping and constitutional rights issues. Those are the things that a Constitution Party presidential candidate needs to emphasize. Now, I know in that party there's been a lot of controversy over the abortion issue. The Constitution Party is a pro-life party. There were some disputes within the party over the character of their position on abortion and the relation of the national body to some of the state affiliates on this whole question of life. But the Constitution Party in the main historically has been a very strong pro-life political party. I affirm that and think it ought to continue. I think the Constitution Party takes the right position on abortion. I think they take the right position on the homosexual rights movement. I think they take the right position on many of those kinds of social issues. So I affirm that and would not be afraid to talk about that if asked in a presidential campaign. We need to make that very clear. But in regard to packaging things in a way that gets the message across to the general public and which attracts votes for Constitution Party political candidates, both for the presidency as well as for the U.S. Senate, the Congress, the state legislatures, the gubernatorial races, and so forth and so on, there needs to be a prioritizing in issues. And I think Chuck Baldwin is essentially correct in just speaking off the cuff in regard to what he would emphasize. Illegal immigration, and of course I think a related issue to that is the whole destruction of the manufacturing sector of our economy. Then he would talk about the war in Iraq, which on a very emphatic basis he underscored that he and I were among those who said from the beginning that this was the wrong move. We are not Johnny-come-latelys to this whole issue of opposing this war. We were saying it from the beginning. Howard Phillips was saying it from the beginning. Michael Perutka was saying it from the beginning as the 2004 candidate of the Constitution Party. Pat Buchanan was saying it from the beginning. Ron Paul was saying it from the beginning. So that needs to be something that is underscored, that the public needs to be reminded of, that there were those of us on the right who took the correct position from the beginning, who did not jump on the bandwagon later when it became more politically convenient to do so. But Chuck indicated that he'd talk about the war in Iraq. I assume that a related issue there is not simply whether or not we are following the Constitution in regard to how we go to war and when we go to war. We're not simply looking at the question of whether or not this war is an advisable conflict for this country in terms of our true national security and the true interests of the average citizen of this country. But related to that war issue is the business of the reinstitution of a military draft. I would presume that Chuck Baldwin would bring that up as a related issue if he were to run for president. I know Debbie Hopper, very fine long-term Constitution Party activist from St. Louis, Missouri, heads up an organization called Mothers Against the Draft. She helped to craft and to put that organization together. She largely runs it. It is a dynamite organization, folks, because it tells people not simply that we on the true American right opposed this insane war from the beginning, but we have also reopened the whole issue of military conscription. Now, the Constitution Party is not a pacifistic party. What it is saying is that we should only go to war when it is truly in the national security of this country. Truly. When we are fighting for the American Republic and not for wars that relate to a so-called American empire. One of the things that I thought was interesting about my conversation with Chuck that we really didn't get into is I think the Constitution Party, to the extent that it's been correct about the war and to the extent that it's been correct about the need to stay away from a military draft, needs to add something. I think they need to talk more about the fundamental role of the Israeli lobby in getting this country into this war. That's not something that tends to be emphasized too much by Constitution Party candidates at the national level. It's my own personal belief that that is going to be an issue that's frankly going to have to be covered with greater clarity and greater depth in the days ahead. That's just my own point of view. I'm not asking Chuck Baldwin to necessarily agree with that. We really didn't have a chance to explore the idea. But that's my own take on this. When we talk about unconstitutional wars of empire, when we talk about the whole issue of going to war under circumstances that do not truly involve the national interest of this country, and when we talk about the cultural deterioration in the United States, it seems that we are back to that fundamentally ultra-sensitive question again. What is the role of Israel in all of this? And when Michael Perutka, who was the 2004 presidential candidate of the Constitution Party, was quite correctly talking about the project for a new American century, and the way in which that crowd offered the blueprint for this later disaster in Iraq, he was saying those things, Perutka was, in 2004, and by George, we need to salute him for that. But I don't know that Michael talked about the whole business too much, of the connection between the project for the new American century on the one hand and the Israeli lobby on the other. That's the next connect in the dot. And at some juncture, I think the Constitution Party is going to have to thrash that out at the national level as well as at the grassroots level. Do they talk about that issue? Do they emphasize it? Do they frame it the way I would frame it on this show or the way that Mike Piper or Mark Lynn would talk about it? Historically, there's been less consistency on this with the Constitution Party, and I think that reflects, frankly, what I perceive to be differences of opinion within the party over this whole question of Israel. Some would say that that's healthy to have that kind of a difference of opinion within a political party. It may well be, but nonetheless, it's an issue, and it's something that's going to have to be debated in the days ahead, especially as it relates to foreign policy. And to me, when I think of the Constitution Party, there are those who quite clearly have the Pat Buchanan, Ron Paul foreign policy emphasis. I was in that group. And at least historically, the Constitution Party was comprised of a disproportionate number of Buchanan refugees from the Republican Party, which I think is basically a great thing. But on the other hand, Jerome Corsi, when he was on this show, had a much more positive view of Israel than I would have, was far less desirous of really talking about some of these issues with the Jewish lobby as it relates to domestic issues in the American cultural scene. I don't think that that's something that's going to go away when it comes to the American right generally or the Constitution Party specifically. Then Chuck Baldwin got into the whole business of eavesdropping and constitutional rights. I think that that's an absolutely critical thing that Pastor Baldwin has identified for us this morning. The fact of the matter is, folks, that these people who say that American conservatives should support George W. Bush and his minions, who think that the federal government should have the right at any time they so choose to wiretap anybody that they select without a court warrant, without court oversight, without proper judicial review, that is not a conservative position. American conservatives historically, the old right historically, believed in the Constitution of this country as the founders framed it. They believe in the Bill of Rights, and they have a tremendous suspicion of centralized government that is not bound by the chains of the Constitution. Why have so many Republicans decided that George W. Bush should have an unfettered right to read your email, to tap your telephones, to target you and to put you on a no-fly list, or to do anything else that he wants to, whether or not you have been convicted of anything in a court of law, and whether or not a court has decided upon review that there is reasonable cause or reasonable suspicion for the idea that you might be a terrorist? Can anyone believe that the President of the United States, any president, Republican or Democrat, ought to have that kind of power? We are headed toward a police state, folks, in this country. the USA Patriot Acts 1 and 2 prove it. The Military Commissions Act of 2006 proves it, in my judgment. The ongoing attempts of the Bush administration to get around FISA prove it. And this is simply dangerous business that we speak of here. It is in that regard that I think Chuck Baldwin has said some important things. And I found it to be particularly striking because he is an evangelical Baptist pastor. He is unabashedly pro-life. He is with the Christian conservatives on that issue, as I am. And yet, nonetheless, Chuck Baldwin, who is a Baptist pastor, Mark Dankoff is a Lutheran pastor who is running for the United States Senate in 2000 as a Constitution Party candidate, have decided that there are other issues that, at least in terms of the top priorities, need to be framed as issues 1, 2, and 3 in order to make the Constitution Party or any other American conservative third party a successful gainer of votes, in order that we might not simply be a debating society, but might actually have an impact on public policy. In other words, that we can maintain conviction to our principles and also eventually get some people elected. It seems to me that there are those in the Constitution Party that have not always understood this. Chuck Baldwin seems to understand it perfectly. And again, Mary Starrett, who is the National Political Communications Director of the Constitution Party in Oregon, she really seemed to get it when she was on this show as a guest. Very astute woman in terms of ideology, political savvy, and media background. And in chatting with her about this, I suspect that she will be a very, very powerful and very, very potent advisor in the days ahead to Chuck Baldwin and to a variety of other people operating at the top echelon of the Constitution Party. They have to maintain their principles, but they also have to prioritize their issues as they nominate the next person to run for them in the fall of 2008. Chuck Baldwin said something else that's interesting, and then I'll take another caller. Chuck said that he'd like to see Ron Paul jump in with the Constitution Party in the event that Ron Paul does not get the Republican Party's nomination for president. Ron Paul's name comes up from time to time in these Constitution Party circles. Certainly, I'm going to vote for Ron Paul in the Republican primary in Texas. But beyond that, assuming that Dr. Paul does not get the nomination, and that's a calculated assumption at this point that I hope is wrong, by the way. I hope I'm wrong, that there will be a miracle of God and he will get the nomination. But if he doesn't, I'd like to see Ron Paul seriously consider the Constitution Party as a possible alternative in the fall of 2008 or beyond. We have a caller, Joe in Virginia. You're on the line for Mark Dankoff's America. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Mark. We spoke about this, I guess, a couple weeks ago, maybe a little bit further back, about holding our nose and signing back up with the Republican Party to support Dr. Paul.
Yes, sir.
I understand what you're saying about Ron Paul, you know, taking a look at the Constitutional Party. He's already stated on national television that he wouldn't run as a third-party candidate, and that's why I'm calling. I think it's just imperative that these people who are looking for the liberty stance, the freedoms being returned back to the American people, not abandon their principles in these other parties, but for one time, we've got a candidate that fits the bill for the libertarians, the constitutional party, and the true conservative Republicans. We all need to get behind him. He is moving ahead. He won a few straw polls here lately, New Hampshire, Alabama, I can't remember the other two. There's possible fraud at the Iowa poll. 24,000 people signed up. They only counted 13 or 14,000 of the votes. He's scaring the GOP to death. And it's because the message is getting out. Just the other day on 64 here in Virginia, I saw a sign, join the Ron Paul revolution. Tricia Stahl, the Senate delegate, the Republican nominee for the Senate in my area, ran on his platform and unseated the incumbent Republican. And he was a liberal Republican. His name was Marty Williams. And, you know, she's trying to get an event together down here for him right now so they can, you know, both stand together before the public, because this area I'm living in is getting fed up with, you know, wrongful taxation, everything the government's doing, and they're looking for new candidates, but they're so used to the two parties. I understand, you know, nobody's ever, you know, paid attention to the third parties, but this one time, this one time, we've got the candidate that fits the bill. Hello?
Absolutely.
Hello.
I agree with you, Joe. And to me, Ron Paul is the only present game in town. And is one who hates the Republican Party. I'm not talking about the principled Taft Buchanan wing of the Republican Party. I'm talking about those folks who obviously run and control and fund the Republican Party now, who have driven people like me away.
Well, that's the international bankers.
No question about it. No question that that's what's behind it. And I think quite clearly, when you look at the international banking consortiums and their control of both of the major American political parties, this is where it sits. But I think you're correct, Joe. This is a time when I will be forced to register as a Republican in Texas one more time simply to vote for Ron Paul. I think that that's absolutely the correct advice that you give to me and that you give to the listeners this morning. Now, what Dr. Paul does in the future remains to be seen, but clearly – the only future that we have now is now, and Ron Paul is bringing our issues into the public forum in a way that has us getting our message out in places like CNN and MSNBC. Paul has gotten coverage in the New York Times and elsewhere, and I think he is scaring the establishment, and he's the horse to ride. There's no doubt of it, sir.
Thank you. I hear the music.
God bless, Joe. We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The bed fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
started out down a dirty road. Started out.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today was Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin was the 2004 vice presidential candidate of the Constitution Party. You can find his articles at ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Listen to his radio show. You can also find the Chuck Baldwin archive at NewsWithViews.com. And, of course, you can find me at MarkDankoff.com and also my blog at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway in Amman, Jordan. I wanted to mention to you, of course, that Mark Lennon, Father Martinez, will join me tomorrow. And then, as I've mentioned throughout the broadcast, beginning every Wednesday, Dale Crowley Jr. will join me for the last hour of the broadcast. That's 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern every Wednesday. Pastor Crowley is a longtime Christian evangelist, as many of you know. His own radio show was called Focus on Israel. That was a 20-year offering at WFAX 1120 a.m. in the Washington, D.C. area prior to its termination by that network for reasons that we discussed with Pastor Crowley when he was first on with us last week. But Dale Crowley joins me every Wednesday from 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 Eastern. You will enjoy that offering, just as I'm sure those of you who listen on a regular basis on Friday are awaiting Mark Lenn and Father John Martinez, as usual, tomorrow morning. We have one more caller that I want to work in, George in Florida. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, it was a pleasure listening to Pastor Chuck Baldwin. I got to say one thing is, like, I noticed in my observation is the Ron Paul supporters had become the Republican Party. When they had an article in Walnut Daily talking about Republican donations down by 40%, actually that was like a very, very low figure, because actually it's like about 60 to 75% of the donations are down. I went to a Republican Party event where they had aides from Giuliani and Romney come, and people were worried about the outsourcing and outsourcing of jobs and immigration. And believe me, these candidates do not give a straight answer. And the thing is, they're trying to keep Ron Paul out of the party events here. And, you know, and I think that's going to really backfire on him in the long run.
I think you're exactly right, George. And what we're seeing is the re-energizing of not just the Taft-Buchanan wing of the Republican Party and what Ron Paul is doing. I think there are all kinds of people, as near as I can tell from the feedback that I receive, all kinds of folks who either have dropped out of the process and are coming back, or they've never been involved before, who are listening to what Ron Paul is talking about. He's saying the right things in foreign policy, the right things about the Constitution, the right things about the Federal Reserve, the right things about direct federal income taxes, and so forth and so on. And he's resonating out there. And quite clearly, the Republican establishment doesn't like it. The bankers don't like it. The establishment news media doesn't like it. But Ron Paul is carrying the torch. And I think he's the only game in town for those of us who are going to vote in this coming election season. It's my last take on things today from Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Mark Glenn and Father Martinez come to home plate with me tomorrow morning. Then on Monday, Greg Felton will be with us. And then, as I've mentioned, Dale Crowley Jr. will be my regular on Wednesdays in the last hour of the broadcast from 9 to 10 a.m. Central, 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That will be every Wednesday with Pastor Dale Crowley Jr., who, of course, for many years had the Focus on Israel show with WFAX AM up in the Washington, D.C. area. God bless you. See you tomorrow.